Hello, this is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. And for all things chamber, simply go to durangobusiness.org. I'm here with Chris Scott from Spine, Colorado. How are you doing?
I'm well, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Well, absolutely. Well, thank you for, carving out, because I know you are a very busy person.
And like all of us in Durango, we wear many hats, right?
Well, and I think it's, what do they say? If you want to get something done, find a busy person.
Yes, exactly.
We just can make it happen and make it occur. So, as we start out the interview, I'm going to, fully disclose, I've been to your practice over at Spine, Colorado, and Dr. Martin was my surgeon, did great, and he said to me, because I had two surgeries, and we'll get into that later, but scar tissue formed and went back in and cleaned all that up. And 6 months post, I'm doing great.
Well, Jack, I'm really glad to hear you're doing well. I mean, that's always the goal, and we're really glad that you've done well.
Well, so when I started the whole process and going through, I want to compliment your entire staff. Because everybody was so helpful and just so, I want to say, caring from the very beginning, from meeting Dr. Martin and just having a great bedside manner. So let's first talk about the docs that you have on staff for Spine, Colorado.
Yeah, certainly. So our practice is four physicians. So we have two orthopedic spine surgeons that are fellowship trained. So that's Dr. Doug Orendorf and Dr. Ryan Martin. And then we also have two PM&R docs. They're called physiatrists. If you, depending on how you use Google, you'll be able to find out what they do.
Uh-huh.
So that's Dr. Cyril Bochevsky and Dr. Jim Santos.
And Bochevsky's been there, if I remember, quite a while.
Yeah, I want to say since 2000 he's been a part of the practice.
Okay.
There. So yeah. He's our longest standing member. But, both Dr. Orendorf and Dr. Santos have been there for well over 10 years apiece now. Dr. Martin joined us when a former colleague retired.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually fortunate enough, we have another surgeon that's going to be joining our practice this fall, Dr. Amber Price. So she's also an orthopedic surgeon, fellowship trained in spine. And we're very glad she'll be joining us. She's completing her fellowship in San Diego right now.
Now, I'm curious, is that pretty rare, having a female spine doc?
Yeah, in the realm of orthopedic surgery, there are not that many female physicians, and even fewer probably choose spine as their sort of area of focus. But, due to really Dr. Price's training and the time she spent, she was at the University of New Mexico for orthopedic training.
Okay.
And she's very familiar with the area. She actually grew up over in Alamosa region.
Oh,
and
local.
So she's very excited to return here with her family. She has a couple of young kids. Her husband's an attorney, and they're going to be a great addition to our community.
Oh, that's exciting. And then, and Dr. Martin's background, all right, I got to ask, was he in the military and, like, disassembled bombs or something?
He was, yeah.
Because I told him, don't blow me up.
Yeah, yeah, that's a part of his background for sure.
Wow.
So he, I'll tell you a funny story about Dr. Martin. His dog is actually named Durango.
Oh.
Because as a kid, he used to take trips up here with his family, and this was kind of their winter spot.
Uh-huh.
So we keep telling him he has to change his dog's name, but he hasn't yet.
That's awesome. So his background, though, that military, and then he transitioned then and said, I want to help those. With me, it was chronic pain and, hitting on that nerve root for however many years I dealt with it. But they went into spine surgery.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he decided he wanted to be involved in medicine, and there you go.
Now, yeah. Wow. Now, and so you also do injections, because Santos did an injection for me.
Yeah. Yeah. So Dr. Santos and Dr. Bochevsky are what are called interventional pain docs.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, for a lot of folks, we know that they don't actually need to go in to have surgery to fix their problem. A lot of times, conservative management is actually really appropriate for them.
Mm-hmm.
Nationwide, the statistics are about 85 to 90% of back pain can be resolved with appropriate exercise and conservative treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly locally, we see that too, right? 85 to 90% of folks never actually have to have surgery. So a lot of that can involve where we do those injections to help calm down those nerves, like you were talking about for you, Jack.
Yeah.
And that can be really what people actually need to become really functional again.
Well, and in my situation, it was interesting because I dealt with it for 35 years, bucked a bale of hay. In fact, your dad was the first surgeon that looked at me way back when, 35 years plus ago. And he said, what do you do for a living at the time? I sold advertising. He said, Well, that's good, because if you were an oil field worker, I'd tell you to find another career. But and for 35 years, I was able to manage it, kind of like what you were saying, and with through exercise and injections and other things, and finally got to that point. But you have a staff that full evaluation, you know, from the X-ray to the MRIs to everything from, I want to say, from start to finish.
Yeah. So part of our care team there is we have four physician assistants that are part of our team.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do a lot of that conservative management of folks because, honestly, they're the appropriate people to help people, you know, manage their physical therapy, get that MRI to make sure it's not something more serious. But for so many of us, you know, it's degenerative, right? It's gravity gets us all, right?
Yes.
And so, again, there's ways in which they can just help prolong that period before you even have to have that first injection for some people. Now, you'd been through that process for 30 plus years, it sounds like. So, we kind of did that injection to see if it would help you. But, but you know, for people with an acute issue, oftentimes it's really, you know, we just help manage them and get them back to full function. And they actually can be really, really happy in a pretty short period of time.
Well, and I think, you know, and it's also, I'm going to say, starting out with the entire treatment process conservatively and then start working through to say, okay, did this work and help? Did this work and help? You know, from PT, then to injection, then to possible surgery, and then, you know, figuring out how much involvement is necessary in order to get you so you're not in pain.
Yeah. Well, and we have these conversations with the patients all the time, right? We treat people, not MRIs. Mm-hmm. And so often those PAs and that conservative workup really helps inform what an appropriate plan is for you should you need more.
Yeah.
So it's not just theatrics for you or for insurance companies, but it's very meaningful to really help inform what's going to be important and help you the most.
Yeah. Well, I remember Dr. Martin made a comment after my first surgery. It was like, he just goes, yeah, it was a lot worse than the MRI showed. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, great. Thanks. You know,
and, see, you're a person, not an MRI.
Exactly. And it was, you know, went in, got it all. And it was, he just has such a great bedside manner. Now, what I was surprised about is when I called to schedule the surgery, your staff said, do you want to do it here at Mercy or at Animas Surgical? And I was like, wait, I have a choice? Mm-hmm. And I chose Animas Surgical at the time. And so I hadn't realized that.
Yeah, so we're an independent private practice. So while our main office is located on Mercy's campus, we do provide surgical services at both Animas Surgical Hospital and Mercy. And really the goal there is that we provide the appropriate setting.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for some patients, they have strong preferences and they have very valid reasons for those preferences, whatever they might be. And so it's nice to have those options and have two great facilities in our community where we can safely take care of people. And, you know, for some people that may be really sick, you might have to be at Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that works out for them. But it's nice for many patients to be able to offer them the choice.
Right. And then, and great staff, too, over at Animas Surgical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think just, you know, all around, we're very fortunate to have the level of care and surgeons that we do have here in Durango.
Yeah.
Now, you have affiliations with other physicians and, you know, practices, and I may be using the wrong term. So what are some of those? You mentioned that before we went on air, and I went, wait, what?
Yeah, so through a sister company we have, which is called a management services organization, which is a widely used term in many industries, but effectively we're kind of centralizing some central services. So we're very fortunate to be able to support Four Corners OBGYN, La Plata Family Medicine, La Plata Urological, and Elevate Orthopedics, and kind of share knowledge, share resources, and try to really keep those things that otherwise we would be duplicating and share the knowledge, the staff, et cetera. So it's a really rewarding experience for us because we get to help support other independent private practices in town. And, you know, they provide so much back to the community. They're local employers. They work with local CPAs, local attorneys. You know, they work with local payroll services.
Right.
You know, those kinds of things where if we can help those things stay, it gives back to our community. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the great things, and I tell people this all the time, the best part of that part of my job is I get to work with a bunch of people who really care about our community.
Yeah.
And they're heavily invested because they're owners of their business and they're, you know, they're hiring local people to work for them, all those things. And that means that they're just very invested in the success of not only their business, but our community.
Right. And along that, how long have you had those partnerships?
Yeah.
Because again, I feel like I'm fairly well connected in this community, and I probably have that I had no idea look.
Yeah. Well, so we've been doing it for 3 years, but Honestly, the fact that you didn't know that it existed is part of the goal, right?
Yeah.
I want to make sure that those people are, again, they're the business owners. We're effectively resources to help them.
Right.
That's how that should work.
And they're located still in their own practices, you know, their own buildings, things like that. You're not all huddled back there at the, I always say, the north end of Mercy.
No, yeah. So Four Corners OBGYN, their main office is on Mercy's campus there. But for both La Plata Urological and La Plata Family Medicine, their offices in Bodo, where it's been for, about 10 years now, maybe a little longer, I should know. And then Elevate Orthopedics, which is Dr. Kane Anderson, he actually does rent space from us in the Spine Colorado location. It's him and a physician assistant named Amanda Byers. So.
Yeah. He's another physician that has just a great bedside manner.
Yeah, you know, I've been Kane's patient as well.
Through a connection of, you know, who he did surgery on. And, and I met him through that. And I said, well, you'll someday be working on me as I was trying to, you know, raise my hand or whatever. So it's kind of like you guys are the orthopedic one-stop shop.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, there's so much that we don't do. But, again, there's great providers for, you know, your hips, your knees, all that other stuff that we can't help with.
Yeah. So how did you get into this? I mean, your dad was a surgeon. Did you just say, I want to go into the medical field?
Absolutely not. Watching my dad practice medicine probably convinced me I wanted to stay away from medicine for a long time. And then, you know, through a very circuitous route, I ended up working actually in marketing for Mercy.
Okay.
And kind of progressed in my career there to doing project management for the executive team. And then ended up running their orthopedic practice, actually.
Yeah.
And then I was fortunate enough when my predecessor at Spine Colorado decided to retire, she called me up and said, I think you're a good person for this job. Would you like to talk to them? And luckily enough, it was a good fit for everybody. And I'm now, this is my sixth year there. So very glad to be there.
Yeah. And what do you love about your job?
You know, it's just a fantastic mix of things. You know, I on a fundamental basis, right, we're all there, and I'm not involved in patient care at all. I'm an administrator, in case anybody is wondering that. No clinical training.
Why does it hurt when I do this?
Yeah, I have no idea, Jack. I'm no good to you. But, you know, the reality of it is for all of us there, I mean, we're all involved in helping patients feel better. We all just own a different piece of it, right? So I have a really wide-ranging job where I get to talk to patients, and it's not always happy talks. I mean, sometimes we talk to people that we've disappointed or they have really important questions about their bill, and they end up talking to me because nobody was in the billing office when they had those questions. And so I get to do that piece. I get to help mentor folks that are coming up and trying to learn how to be administrators. I get to watch us train clinical folks. You know, at all of the practices that I'm involved with, again, people that really care about furthering their profession, they are mentoring other clinicians as they're going through their training, and I get to interface with those people. I get to help. I'm very fortunate. I get to help think about who are the right folks to recruit into the community with those people.
Right.
And it's just a really, it's just rewarding because it's very diverse.
Yeah.
But it all has the same goal of really bringing care to our community.
Right. Well, and helping people, it's got to be rewarding too. I mean, I know with, you know, from my experience, and again, I remember asking Dr. Martin, well, where's the scar tissue come from? And he goes, I'm sorry, Jack, I think it was 15 or 18% have something that occurs. And it's amazing to me. I could not believe after both of the pain-free and how rewarding that must be for you to see patients that, you know, like me go, oh my gosh, this is amazing.
Oh yeah. No, I mean, even people who go through, you know, you had two relatively smallish procedures in comparison to some of the things we do.
No fusions, yeah.
Yeah. But even some of those people that go through much bigger cases, you know, they'll wake up and they hurt from the surgery, but they'll look at Dr. Orndorff or Dr. Martin and say, I can't believe that my leg pain's finally gone. I've lived with that for, you lived with it longer than most people tolerate, but you know, they'll say, I lived with that for a decade and how do I... Yeah, it hurts, but my legs don't hurt anymore, or my arms don't hurt anymore.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, I do really think, like, again, when they're standing there as patients are waking up and saying, how are you feeling? And they hear that from folks. It's got to be the best feeling in the world. And because even for me, when I hear it, you know, sometimes 30, 45 days later, I'm like, oh, goodness gracious, finally, we did exactly what you needed. I'm so glad you feel better. I'm so sorry you've lived with it. But gosh, I'm glad you're better now.
All right. Well, we got to bail out for a minute. So.
Okay. All right. Deal.
we're going to bail. This is Jack Llewellyn with the Durango Chamber. Stay tuned.